Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
All right, let's try and engineer this thing slightly differently because we've got a coach that's waiting to chat to us, newly appointed down in KZN. I can tell you, though, that Richards Bay Football Club, which is a premiership team, made a swift and strategic move in appointing Brandon Truter as the new head coach for the 2024-25 PSL season. Now, with ample experience and a previous stint with this team, Truter's return brings a wealth of knowledge to the club, and having held the position of a technical director at FC. Now, his expertise, believe you me, it's going to be valuable asset to the club. Now, the recent departure of Vusumuzi Vilakazi, Truter has a clear vision now. I'm told that he's got a very clear vision for the 2024-25 season, and also the potential for a strong, enduring partnership with the club as well. Now, for a bit of a deeper insight, we will directly engage with the chairman of the team together with the coach. But firstly, let's chat to the coach and congratulate him on his appointment. Coach Truter, good to speak to you. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Robert, and good evening to all the listeners as well.
Happy to be back?
Yeah, no, of course. So happy to be back. I think it's a full circle coming back to Richards Bay now.
Did you expect it, though, to happen, and to happen at this stage?
Look, to be honest, I always knew that along the line, I'm going to be back at Richards Bay. Me and the chairman, ever since I left, in fact, we've been in communication, always checking in with one another. So we had that kind of relationship as well. So when the opportunity arose, and he gave me a shout, and we started talking, and I said, why not? And I think the PSL is where every coach wants to coach in, and me being away on a sabbatical and then coming back to take over the technical director's position at Upington City, I think it was high time for me to get back in the PSL.
Would you say you still had unfinished business from the sounds of things? It sounds like you did have unfinished business.
Yeah, no, Richards Bay was always close to my heart. The club, the community. A bond was formed, and but unexpectedly we parted ways. But definitely a club that I foresee a good future with and a good relationship, especially with the chairman and its supporters.
So what did it take, though, for that departure at Upington City? Because you brought a great deal of hope to the team. I think they looked to you for greater things to come in the future.
Yeah, no, look, with Upington City, they still have their coaches intact. Tulane and Kosi is still the head coach there, and they have a very experienced Ruben Klute in terms of his playing pedigree and his knowledge of football that's in place there. The chair lady, the daughter of Mr. Mahashwa, had a vision for it and felt also that they needed some strength in the technical department, some knowledge and wisdom and some guidance to take the club forward and level up a bit because of the ambitions of wanting to win promotion to the DStv. And the relationship I have with Mr. Mahashwa, I said, yes, why not? Let's give it a go. So the preseason went well for them. Even last season, just missed out on a playoff spot. So the knowledge and what we've told there, the structure and everything, it's still there. It's just for the current coaches to keep on running with it.
Yeah, and a lot of things have changed. I mean, you still talk about it as DStv Premiership. Hey, coach, it's now Betway. You see what happens when you disappear.
No. I've been following. I've been following it all.
Another quick issue, though, with regards to what you're signing up for, and I know that it's been a short period of time, the announcement was only made today, is what sort of Richards Bay Football Club are you expecting the second time around as opposed to what you left back in 2018-2019?
Yeah, no, look, last season I've been following closely, of course, because of my relationship with the club as well in my history. What I picked up is a team that has a good fighting spirit. It's a team that never say die, and the willingness to go the extra mile for the club, for the careers as well. That's what stood out for me last season. I think this season they was very, very strategic signings. They brought in some good quality. Bafana, Matetwa, Keegan Yalen, staying there as well. We have Masenike, we have Mabuta, Chepo, Mabua, Matembo is still there. So there's a good core, there's a good team assembled to actually do well this season. I know for sure the chairman and supporters, especially, don't want to go through what they went through last season. So I think the squad that they assembled so far is a very good squad.
But it's also a team that's slightly now playing towards its emblem and its logo of the Rich Boys, the Natal Rich Boys. It's a far richer Richards Bay.
I have no idea about the financial status of the club. I think yes, I read about the sponsor, but the chairman can give you more input or more info on that.
I'm giving you that information, coach, so that you can go to him and knock on the door and say, listen, I need player X. I need to dip into the transfer market. I know you've got the funds, so I need it to happen, and I need it to happen now if I am to finish in the top eight.
Look, yeah, no, I still have to assist the squad. And, of course, me and the chairman and the rest of the team, especially the technical team and the management, will sit down. Of course, this budget that we have to conform to, and that I know. So, yeah, but first and foremost, we need to assist. And what we can do and what we can't do and what we can bring in, hopefully. If not, maybe it's unnecessary to bring in anybody.
What are the expectations, though? Because, you know, the press release that came through from Richards Bay itself talks of the fact that you've signed for the season of 2024-25 with an option to renew. That almost seems very short a time or very restrictive.
Yeah, no. Look, of course, yeah, to protect the club as well. I do understand the duration as well. But for me and my personal ambitions, of course, is to stay as long as possible. I always look up to Steve Barker, the guys at Sundowns, who has built something, has been there for an extended period. So, yeah, if I do perform this season, get it right with the team and technical team and the players, and I'm almost positive that the club or the chairman will extend that that contract.
For you, what would be a personal goal for you?
Sorry, no?
What would be a personal goal for you in terms of come end of the season?
Personal goal? I think everybody has personal goals and ambitions, even the players. We should be setting goals. But for me, of course, it's getting into a top eight. It's getting into a cup final. Hopefully take the team to CAF as well. Anything is possible. And from this... summarizing what has happened during preseason and staying, keeping my ear close to the ground as well, I think it's going to be a very, very tough season from what I've seen. And especially now during preseason with the amount of friendlies that was happening in Gauteng, the teams look very good. And the opening games as well, it's going to be a very, very tough season this season.
And just finally, do you come with your own technical team?
I'm very familiar with the guys that is here. So I don't want to make too much changes as well with the technical team that's there. I do understand that the chairman rewarded him for keeping the club up, for saving relegation last season as well, and that's justifiable. So for me as well, it's about imparting knowledge, and they've been with the players, they know the players, and they are needed. So in that regard, so at this moment, there's no plans to add to the technical team, but the chairman said we can't speak about it at a later date.
Coach, good to have you back in the Premiership. Best of luck at Richards Bay.
Well, thank you so much, Robert.
Thanks for chatting to us. That's a coach, Brandon True, today on his return back to Richards Bay, a football club that is very familiar with as well. Jomo Biela is the chair of Richards Bay. It's our hat-trick conversation, and he joins me on the line. Chair, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Evening, Rob. Evening to the listeners, too.
Yeah, I'm going to just be a couple of seconds with you, and I'll ask you to stay on hold. I need to take a quick break. But a relief for you that you found your man finally?
Yeah, it's a love pack, Robert. You remember those days of LP. So I think it's a love pack now. He's back home.
All right, let's pick up on the LB when we come back from the break with the chairman of Richards Bay, Jomo Biela.
Hashtag MSW, live on 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
It is a Wednesday. It is Soccer Night, 24 minutes after the hour. It is hashtag MSW, wherever you're listening. It's a 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live. We're also live streaming on the YouTube channel. Jomo Biela is chatting to us right now. We're also planning on heading to another part of the continent coming up a little bit later on. We're going to be going to Tanzania. But right now, let's stick to KZN because that's where our conversation talks about love back, the return back of coach Brandon Truta. Biela, thanks so much for your patience. The issue around the duration of the contract, was that something you did deliberately, like give him a year with an option to renew?
Yeah, that was an agreement between the two parties for now, Rob. But obviously, if he performs well, we will always increase the duration. We'll always try to make it a point that you get more years based on the performance of the club.
What would constitute doing well for Richards Bay?
Well, fortunately, I mean, Coach Brandon understood. When we spoke to him, he understood that we cannot be in the same position we were last season. There are targets that you have set for him, which is happy. According to him, they are reachable. And we are really going to make it a point that we also support him in terms of that. So we don't have a problem with him. We will be working with him. And right now, what we have said is if he gets 8 points in the sake of 5 games, so which means 8 points, then we'll be more than happy with that.
So 8 points and 5 games?
In 5 games, yeah, we'll be happy. Yeah. So he has agreed that no, that's achievable.
All right, so here's a crazy way of looking at it. So 8 points in the first 5 games, what if those 8 points are the only points he gets for the rest of the season?
The issue is not about giving these targets, Rob, because once you chase him away, but we'll be there supporting each other. Remember that if we lose, we all lose. It's not about him losing. So we also know and understand that games are not the same. And you will be there to assess the situation. Sometimes you don't lose games because you're not a good coach, but sometimes you lose games because players, they let you down or the opponent is better than you. So we understand it better. So we are there to support him. Whether he gets 8 points or he doesn't get 8 points, we'll sit down with him and move on and make it a point that you continue to support him, whether he gets it or not. But we must put some targets up. There must be something that we work. Yeah, it's not about us trying to make it a point which you or setting him up to fail. No, it's not about that.
All right. So I've got a couple of callers wanting to ask you a question or two, Chairman. Let me take Deboho in the East Rand. Deboho, good evening and welcome. The Chairman is on the line. Go ahead.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to the Chairman. Mr. Jomo Biela, I'm very disappointed with the decision that you have taken to get rid of Coach Kanu, considering that the coach fought vehemently to save the status of the club, and this is the way that the club is repaying him for his dedication. And I certainly believe that these guys have not only lost a coach, but they've lost a brother. I just want you to go and watch how the celebrations were going on when these guys were after in those playoffs, because they were running to the coach and embracing him. And it's something that I don't think the club is going to replace, because I'm very emotional. And I believe that you have succumbed to the pressures from the sponsor, because you indicated on this show that Coach Kanu is going to be retained, but the sponsor said something contrary. And it appears as if you have succumbed to his sponsorship conditions. And I'm very disappointed because if we are going to treat people in this manner, I don't think our football is going to grow. I just want to wish you all the best with the decisions that you've made. Thank you so much.
Deboche, thank you very much indeed. I don't think I've heard Deboche that emotional, on the verge of literal crying. Mr. Chairman, would you like to respond?
Well, I understand how we feel, but unfortunately, speaking from the position of not understanding the situation. The situation, Rob, is simple. We gave the coach a contract with the conditions that you gave Coach Brandon, and then the coach didn't like the clause of performance, and there was no way that you can give a person a contract without any performance agreement or performance against contracts. We have to put those conditions, which the coach Brandon has accepted. We have had other coaches before, like I'll make an example, Coach Kaitano Temba. Coach Kaitano Temba had same conditions in his contract. He accepted it, but remember, Rob, that he didn't reach his target, Coach Kaitano. But we never expelled Coach Kaitano. We're with him for 15 games because we could see that he was working. He was doing his best. Unfortunately, he did not have luck. So it's not about us chasing people away, but we cannot work without a contract, unfortunately.
Which aspect of the contract was he not happy with? Because I remember, I think one of the individuals that manages Coach Kanu said that they had signed the contract and they were quite happy with the conditions of the contract. And everything was well.
You see, Rob, I respect people and I respect people's views. The issue, there was never a contract. That was a proposed contract, which we call in football terms, the terms. You know those things, Rob, where we agree in terms of this is how much is going to get, this, the bonuses that is going to get. We agreed. As a club, to say we are going to do that. We don't have a problem with the money that you are going to pay him and the bonuses and everything. But it cannot be correct, Rob, that when we as a club, we come with our now club contract, because there is a difference, Rob. The agent cannot sign the contract on behalf of the player. The player is not entering, or the club is not entering into an agreement with the agent. So that was a proposal to say in the contract, this is what you like to see. And it's even written proposed contract. Because, Rob, I'm my friend, I'll send you these two contracts so that you kill this argument. I'll send you both contracts so that you see. Those were suggestions from the agent, which is even written proposed contract. So we took everything that they gave us in terms of what they would like to see as benefits and everything. And we then came up with the contract now, the club's contract in our own letterheads. No one has a right to give us a contract. But yes, I agree. They do have a right to give, to say, for us to get into an agreement, we'd like to have this, and which was never changed, you understand? Yeah. It was never changed. It's still there. We are still paying. We're still paying what we have signed for. We're still paying the bonuses as per. So how do we then want to have everything that favors one person? Then we say it is a contract. Contract is a mutual agreement between the two parties. So we then gave it to him. And then, unfortunately, he came back to say he'll prefer to leave than to sign the contract. So there's no way in life, even where you're working, there are performance. We have signed your performance agreement, Robert. There is no way that you can have anyone, not even the previous coach, coming in, not getting points, and then when you say, hey, please go because you're not getting points, then a person will say, fine, pay me for the remainder of my contract. So what am I getting as the chairman? What am I getting as a club from this relationship? So I understand the frustration. But at the same time, I want to clear this thing once and for all. The sponsor does not interfere with us. The sponsor does not even know. Obviously, we'll inform your sponsors after you've taken a decision. But the sponsor was not even part of this discussion because he has nothing to do with the running of the club. He's there to support us financially. He's there for us to have other programs together, for community upliftment program or social programs, but it's got nothing to do with the running of the club. Mm-hmm. I think people now are trying to hide behind the truth. The truth here, Rob, is the coach did not want to sign a contract with performance clauses. That's the truth.
So then you didn't have to pay him anything. So when he didn't sign the contract because the contract was not signed, you didn't have to pay him anything out.
Well, I won't talk about the settlement because, again, there's this thing which we don't like, Robert, confidentiality clause. I know you don't like it, but unfortunately, it's there. There is a settlement which we reached with the coach, which I'm not going to divulge, but we never chased the coach away. And one day, I'll explain this thing of people saying that one person saved the club. Because then, again, they are misleading people. It was a team effort. And we appreciate the role that Coach Kanu played. We cannot take it away from him. But at some point, you must also applaud the Tekal team, Robert. Because at some point, the coach was not available. He attended the course. And those people held the fault. And no one is saying anything about them. So we must also applaud Coach Ron and Coach Jomo. Because they also made it a point that you are back to Premier League.
I've got Alfie in Centurion. Alfie, good evening.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Marawa. Chairman, just a quick one from me. From what I've seen during the playoffs, I don't think that you actually do have the players to actually deliver. So I think the three or four players that you've just bought cannot get you out of anywhere. PSL has become so difficult. I just wanted to find out that then what happens if points don't come through? Don't you think that, and I'm sorry to mention Chiefs, but don't you think you're going to put yourself in a place whereby you'll be chopping and changing coaches every 10 games because the results are just not coming? Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks so much, Alfie in Centurion. Mr. Chairman?
I think I explained this thing earlier on that it's a continuous assessment, Robert, for each and every team. That's why we still have a window in December or January. I strongly believe that we do have players. There's a difference between names and players, Robert. You see, if you want big names, then maybe you want big names. But in terms of players, we put quality players. And I believe in our players. And the coach himself, he knows those players. He has worked with some of the players when they were young. And he's very much happy. So we're not panicking, Robert. We will really fight and we'll really support our coach. And we're not going to chop and change. We're not that kind of a team which chop and change. That's why we're ready even to offer Coach Kanu a contract. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. Like I explained earlier on, last year we had a coach who did not perform well, but we gave him a chance for 15 games. Have you ever seen that in PSL, Robert? So we are a very patient team. So it's a continuous assessment, and it's not about the coach, but we'll also look at the issues which are causing the team not to perform if it comes to that. And then we'll make it a point that we assist the coach to achieve results.
Yes, even on social media, a lot of people asking that very same question about the influence of the investor. Ufuti Ngwela says, was the investor influential in the decision of Brandon Truter being the coach? I know you've answered that. Maybe let me ask the same question differently. The utterances that were made, obviously, at the time where, the chairman of Parkway did make it very, very public, the fact that he wanted a world-class coach. There were even rumors, even at that time, that Coach Rulani Mokoena might go to Richards Bay at the time. So maybe that is the contributing factor towards people feeling and believing that maybe somewhere, somehow, there is an influence from the sponsor.
I don't even think that the sponsor knows Brandon Truter, to be honest. I doubt whether he knows even Brandon Truter. And the only time when he knew about this matter, it was when not only him and other sponsors, because we don't have one sponsor. Yes, he's a major or headline sponsor. But it was when I phoned him to say, we'll be releasing the coach and all those things. And he supported us. He didn't even ask why we're releasing. We spoke about it late after it was in the newspaper. So he has not done that, Robert. I still maintain, Robert, that the reason why we did not continue with the coach is because he felt that he cannot work or he cannot sign the performance agreement with the clauses that you put there, which were not even a big thing, Robert. Eight points out of 15 points, you understand? And we cannot today, Robert, say, what if we play Chiefs? What if we play Pirates? We beat Pirates, we beat Chiefs, we beat Stellenbosch. So what has changed now?
I think what has changed is trying to change the position of being second to last. I think that's going to be the big difference for you as a club. Let me squeeze in Chico from SOA to Mr. Chair before I release you. Chico, good evening. Please shoot straight to the point.
Thanks, Rob. And good evening to the listeners, to Chairman Biela. Rob, Chairman denied just 24 hours ago that he spoke to Brendan Truter. That's one. Two, Chairman needs to go back and listen to the clip of the sponsors when they announced, when they launched the sponsors. The guy who represented the sponsors made it clear that they were going for a reputable coach. So I don't understand, lastly, what is it to be settled if there was never a contract signed, unless we don't understand the law of contracts? Thank you, and have a good evening.
Thanks, Chico. Thank you very much indeed. Maybe let's take the last one in terms of the settlement of the coach when no contract was signed. Is that he was being settled for what?
The coach has worked, Robert, and I think you'll agree with me. The coach has worked. The coach has prepared the team. The coach only stopped working yesterday. So there's no way that you cannot compensate the coach after he has done his part.
So it's a salary that he was getting. It wasn't a settlement of a contract.
Yeah, no, the coach has worked. Exactly. So the problem here is, Robert, I understand the frustration and I understand the views, and I respect the views of the listeners. But unfortunately, we are running a business here, Robert. There is no way that we cannot. There is this thing called commitment here. There is no way that we can work with any person, not a coach, without a contract. Even Aston coaches, they've got contracts with clear deliverables. You understand? So now we cannot have a different setup for a coach. And the same conditions which we gave Coach Kanu are the same conditions that we gave Coach Caetano Tembo, are the same conditions that we gave Coach Prakis. I was listening to him. He even said he even wants to play CAF himself. He's putting pressure. We never said that. That's not the mandate that we gave him. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. That's how prepared he is. That's how committed he is. We cannot just have people here lazing around because they're getting salaries and they don't want to commit in terms of deliverables. I can't do that, Robert. This is a business. It's not just Ebola, Gazala, and Jenny. No, it's not about that, Robert. So accept that this is business, once people accept that each and every business has got its own strategic goals, has got its own principles to run a business, they've got its own goals that they would like to achieve, they've got its own targets that they want to achieve, I think the better. So, like I said, I won't diverge the issue of because of what we have agreed with the coach, and I respect the coach. I still like him. He likes me. He has sent me a message. There is no bad blood between us, but at the same time, I will never accept a person to work without a contract with performance agreement or performance clause.
Chairman, I've got to let you go. Thank you so much indeed. I'll await the two documents that you promised to send me. Thank you so much.
I'll send it to you, Rob.
I appreciate it, Baba. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Jomo Biela there, the chairman of Richards Bay, or in this case, is it Brakis Bay?
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.